My name is Tajiana. I go by Taji. Welcome to the podcast, Sis, Hear Me Out. All right. So this episode, I really want to discuss what is going to be talked about on my podcast and what's going to sustain the podcast. And so I want to start off with a verse from the Bible. This is going to be NLT version. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10 through 11. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. He chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. And this verse really resonates with me because I just feel like sometimes I have a really hard time understanding what his plan is. And I feel like lately things have been coming together lately that is like opening my eyes to something greater and better for me, and something that I never thought I would even think about doing for a long time. And so, for example, like this podcast, people will always tell me like, Taji, you're funny. You love talking to people. You're relatable. And why don't you, I don't know, like be more out there, I guess I should say. And I don't know. I was always like, I don't know. I don't do this to make money or to, I don't know. I don't do this for myself. Like I'm just naturally like this. And so I was like, I just keep saying podcasts and I would listen to podcasts and I'd be like, no, this is actually really cool. And I think it could be very therapeutic because a lot of people like me, they have humor because they've gone through things and stuff like that. And so I think that something like this could be a really good outlet for people like me that like to joke, laugh, and this and that. I feel like this can be an opportunity for me to tell my story and have people hear me out. Hence, that's why I named the show Sis Hear Me Out. So this next week coming up, I'm going to be talking about being a Black woman in the home and being a Black female at school. I feel like I'm going to dive more into being a Black female at college, specifically the one that I went to, Eastern Washington, and being desensitized to traumas. And I know there's so much that to even talk about or really to even discuss when it comes to all of that. But I think each episode you're going to get to know a little bit more about me and even more stories, or it's kind of like this thing that, you know, when you talk to your girlfriend and you go here and then you jump to this story and then you jump to this story and then you jump to this story, it's going to be kind of like that. Like, I feel like when you listen to them, you're going to realize a pattern and you're going to help me realize why these things happen. I just want to speak my truth and let you guys know what's going on. And this is something that I'm really excited to talk about and finally release and I just feel like there's so many things that I've been through that you guys would not believe. And it's so funny. It's so real. And it's something that I know that people go through every day. And I know I can't be the only one because it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like, there's no way. Like, I'm that friend that always has something going on. Like, if they are, like, calling me, hey, girl, what's up? How you doing? I'm like, they're like, what happened next? Or what's going on? Like, I have three close friends that know me very well and know my family, and they really... they know I always got a story to tell them. And so I feel like something like this is going to be great. I get it. I get it why people be like, this thing happens to me, and this thing happens to me, and this thing happens to me. And they, and you know, some of those people are most likely the people that it's really hard for them to heal, you know, because little inconveniences happen back to back to back to back to back to back to back. So that I feel like that's why some people become bitter, because they're like, dang, like some of these people that have done me wrong or this, this, that get to live this life while I'm over here stuck healing wounds after wounds after wound after wound after wound. And it's like, that's not going to be my case, at least. It's not going to be my case anymore, I guess I should say, because I want to be able to heal. I feel like I should be able to, you know, there is a Bible out here that gives us that and that can help us with things like that, you know, and throwing away your old self and bringing on that new self. And I want to stick with that new self, and maybe in a couple months put on another new self, and then a couple months put on another new self, you know, because every day I am growing. Every day I'm not in a little spot, you know, forever. I'm taking little steps forward every day. And so I just feel like this will be nice, because I feel like our community will be able to gather together and be like, hey, I see a pattern right here, Tashi. This is a pattern I see, or this is something I go through for real. And I'm trying to figure out which story to really tell you guys first, because I have so many for real. But because I have these stories, is the reason why I'm starting this podcast. And so maybe if you go through a lot, maybe at once, maybe you're supposed to help other people by talking about it, or, you know, looking more towards God, or, you know, don't give up on, or I guess hold on to the notion of being the one that's always going through something. I don't think that we should, people who are like that, I don't think they should hold on to that. Let's drop that, and let's seek God, and let's seek purpose and stuff like that. And so I think that this is part of my purpose, starting this podcast and, you know, seeing where it goes. Because if, you know, if it gets big one day, and one day I can make a living off of it, great. But if I don't, this could also be something for me, like as a hobby. You know, I am a mom of two now, and sometimes I need my little space. And, you know, from being from the world and stuff like that, instead I can talk through my day, my feelings, my and this, I don't know, this could just really help me, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited for the next episode, really talking about being a Black woman, because I for real know what that is like. You know, you hear about it growing up in school and stuff like that, but living it is different. It's way different than hearing about it in class. When you're in elementary, you know, and they're talking about Black History Month, you're like, what? Like, this is what black women is, what black women go through and stuff like that, and then you live it, it's, you know, it's a blessing. And that's how I have to look at it. It's a blessing because it makes me feel strong. It makes me feel strong. It makes me feel powerful. You know, I love when people come up to me and be like, hey, queen, because yes, I am a queen. I'm a queen. And not that you're only telling me I'm a queen. You're reminding me I'm a queen because I needed to hear it. And so I'm thankful for that term now and that it's being used. And so I just wanted to say thank you for stopping by and hearing me out. And I hope that you guys are going on my website, following me on my Instagram. And I do have a Facebook now, and I'm on Spotify. If you can't find me under my name or hear me out separately as words, try to combine them and then you'll see. I also have, oh, and then the picture is like me holding a mic. If you needed to like actually see who it is, it's me holding a mic and a really pink background. So that's as of right now my little profile picture for everything. One day I want to make a logo, you know, something cool, you know, but I'm taking it step by step right now. I want to know more platforms, but right now it's just on Spotify. If you do want to support me, of course my Cash App, if you have my number, just text me. If not, you could shoot me an email for those. They are on my webpage also, sishearmeout.com. And I do have this thing called Buy Me a Coffee. It's for people who do podcasts or pretty much anything. And people can support you on there. And those things I could use for my, or that money that you send me for support, I can put it back into my podcast or for my kids or, you know, to drive to work, anything. And so, you know, thank you for the support. This is something that I do as a hobby, you know, but I'm really loving it and I'm putting my heart and soul into it. And so, yeah, if you can check out episode 1, and thank you guys for stopping by. And today, try to think about your purpose. Try to think about where you came from and where you've been, and look at you now, you know, and pray about it. Or if you don't want to pray, write it down. If you don't want to write it down, sit in it. Sit in what you have accomplished. Look around you and see what you have done. And I promise you, you'll feel so much better. And so I want to thank you guys for coming to Sis Hear Me Out, and we'll talk soon.